Board of Adjustment, October 21st, 2015. We'll introduce ourselves first, staff, Julia.
Julia Dodds, Planning, Development, and Sustainability.
Mitch Brass, Planning, Development, and Sustainability.
Josh Bussard, PD&S.
Andy Chapel, County Attorney's Office.
Okay, so we have a new name for the department. We'll memorize that, okay. Approval of the agenda.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You stopped before we got to me. Dave Parsons, Board Member.
Dottie Maher, Board Member.
Bill Meefers, Board Member. Okay, approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approval of the minutes for September 16th.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll have three board members tonight. If there is any contention about a application, we will do a poll to see if where that application might go. Because without the other two, it takes three people to approve an application, regardless of whether there's three of us or whether there's five of us. So we'll give you the opportunity, if that's the case, and your application is a problem getting approved, then we'll give you the option to defer the application until next month. The first application is variance application number 26109 of Kyle and Misty Suka.
Yeah, they are requesting a variance from the front yard setback regulations. They're in the AA district, so the required setback is 50 feet, and they're requesting 40 feet. This property is south of 540th Street, about 2,000 feet east of Utah. And the reason why they're requesting this variance is so they can facilitate the construction of an addition to the existing home on the property. Here's the location of the property in question. This is 540th Street. Here's Utah and Wapsie. And here's a look at the property itself. As you can see, the green is the existing home, and the, I think that's blue, the screen's not very good, the blue or purple is the proposed addition, or what the house will, the footprint of the house will look like. This is a farmstead split lot, so when the lot was platted, these outbuildings were put into an outlot, and so it created this kind of notch here in the buildable lot, and that is the reason why this proposal needs a variance. Even if it's granted, it'll still remain, I think it's about 97 feet from the right-of-way. And just a little hardship evaluation, this application will not change the use, just to, again, add an addition to the existing home. If this property was zoned residential as it's being used, there would be no need for a variance because the setback is 40 feet in that district. But rezoning is not a possibility here because that would not be in compliance with our land use plan. So in conclusion, staff does not believe that granting this variance will threaten health, safety, or welfare of the surrounding area, and recommend approval.
Thank you. Any questions? Kyle and Misty, would you like to add anything? Come on up to the podium. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Kyle Soka, my wife Misty. Pretty much as staff summarized, when the property was split, they did that little notch in there, and we had not foreseen an issue with it. We thought we were okay, and then when we verified lot pins and everything, we realized, and we wanted to continue our truss line on the existing house to the west for part of the addition, and if we have to move the garage back, then we have to tear out a bunch of those trusses, so we were really hoping we could just extend that out.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Anybody else to speak?
Oh, does anybody else like to speak for or against the application? Motion.
Move to approve.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Terrell. Parsons.
Aye.
Lackender.
Yes.
Meefers.
Aye. The application is approved. Second application is variance application 26-1110 of Strebel Construction by Terry Strebel. Staff?
Yeah, and this is actually two variances in one. And they're both a variance from the rear yard setback, and the required rear yard is 50 feet. And they're requesting a variance for a home addition of to allow a setback of 47 feet, and a variance from the rear yard setback for an existing pool of 1 foot. This property is on the east side of Vulcan Ave, about 4,500 feet north of Vega Road. And so here's a look at where the property is. Here's Vulcan, Vega. This is the county border between Johnson and Linn counties. This is Sutliff. And so the proposed home is, addition is about 900 square feet, which isn't really an issue, but per our development ordinance, accessory structures are allowed to be within 4 feet of both the rear and the side yard lot lines, as long as they're within 10, or are more than 10 feet from the primary structure and 60 feet from the right of way, and that is pretty important as we move forward. And also, this existing pool was built without receiving a building permit sometime after April 2014. And so this is where the accessory structure setbacks come into play. The deck of the pool is approximately 9 feet from the existing home, and the pool itself is about 9.5 feet from the proposed addition. So under our ordinance, that makes the pool part of the primary structure and says that it has to adhere to the entire setback, so 50 feet on all sides. In conversations with the applicant, both with the building inspection division and the planning staff, they have offered to remove the decking around the pool, which will alleviate some of these issues, but will not allow it to be available for the accessory structure kind of exception for setbacks, because it'll still be within 10 feet of the proposed home addition. So staff has kind of suggested that the applicant shift the position of the pool, and you'll see what I mean here in a picture in a minute. So here's the site. The green is the existing home. The pink is the proposed addition, and on the back here in purple is the actual pool and the deck. And so as we get in closer, the red lines are the 50-foot setbacks on all sides, and the blue line is the 4-foot setback and back for the accessory structure if it meets that exception. And here you can see is the 9 feet between the deck of the pool and the existing home, and then 9.5 feet between the addition and the pool. And so this is an old lot. It's zoned agriculturally, so it has to adhere to the setbacks in the agricultural district, which are generally larger than our residential districts. But most of our rear yard setbacks are still 50 feet. This pool was built without a building permit, and if a building permit hadn't applied for at the time, the setback issues would have been resolved, and that wouldn't have been an issue. And staff does not believe that granting a variance for the home addition will alter the character of the locality or threaten any health, safety, or welfare. And so, like I said, the proposed addition is in the character with the existing use of the property, and staff doesn't have concerns about it. But the pool is above ground, and it was installed without the required permits. And it can fit within the setbacks without receiving a variance. So for that reason, staff recommends approval of the variance requesting 47 feet for the home, but recommends denial of the variance for the pool.
So am I to understand that if the pool and deck were a foot farther away from the existing house, the proposed addition, it wouldn't have been a problem?
Yeah, I mean, they still have an issue on the back setback with the deck. As it currently lies, they're about 1 foot from their back lot line. So they'd still need a variance from the accessory kind of exception for setbacks, unless they remove the deck on the pool.
And removing the deck is going to solve the problem, right?
correct?
It will solve, well, no, not with the addition. It won't solve the issue because where it sits now, if they build the addition as proposed, they have to be 50 feet from the lot line.
Can you go back? That photo, if you go to the top, why is that green? Why does it cut through the top right? There's a building there. What is that?
That's the garage on the farm to the
east. So it cuts part of the driveway or lot?
This photo is actually off a little bit. The aerials aren't always great and accurate, so the photo is actually shifted a little bit. So that's not on the lot line.
Okay. Any other questions? So you're saying you approved, recommend approval of the pool, but not the building addition because it's
Anything else? Terry Striegel here to.
Hi, my name is Terry Striegel with Striegel Construction. I am proposing this evening for my clients, Wayne and Shirley Baker, currently at 1050 Vulcan Avenue, requesting a rear side setback of 47 foot 2 inches and for a new proposed 24 by 28 addition. My clients are obviously in favor, obviously, of shifting, moving the pool. My main concern at this time is the 47 foot setback for the new proposed addition to be to proceed with.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Is there anybody else here to speak for or against the application?
Mark Stein, MMS Consultants here, representing the Bakers and Terry, and we'll try to answer any questions you have. I believe also an adjoining property owner is here to speak also to this application.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Anybody else?
My name is Dave Stokel. I'm the property owner that owns the building in question on the top right-hand corner. It's the family farm from way back when. My family bought it in the 30s, so that's I have them landlocked, and this was where my uncle lived for many, many years before the Bakers bought the property. I would like to have the board approve the variance. They're great neighbors. You can't always find good neighbors, and I own the cornfield right to the right of it, plus the building, and I would highly, highly enjoy the fact that they would be able to add on to their house and stay and continue to be great neighbors. So I appreciate an approval vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Yeah.
Wayne Baker, I'm the property owner. I got one question mainly. I heard turn the pool and remove the deck. Is this, I guess, removing the entire deck off of the entire pool or just to make the 4 foot clearance in the back? And we have applied for a permit now. It's not an excuse, but I wasn't aware that you needed a permit for an above ground pool. So that was my negligence. And we have applied now that we found out we did, but we got the permit, but we need to, like I say, just asking for help now as to which way to go.
Thank you. Mitch, can you answer that question?
Yeah, you just have to meet the 4 feet and anything that the building code would require. Okay. So you just need to work with the building division to make sure that it meets code and is 4 feet from the rear lot line.
Okay, that's
thank you. That's the pool you're talking about.
The pool. Yeah. Yeah. As long as it's the 10 feet from the.
Okay. Anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Okay. Is there a motion?
Move to approve the application with the staff's recommendation for bringing the pool into compliance.
So that would be an approval of the variance request for the house and a denial of the variance request for the pool.
Thank you for that clarification.
Is there a second? Discussion. Roll call.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackender.
Yes.
Maher.
Yes.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved for the house setback, not for the pool. And next is variance application 26111. I don't know the pronunciation of the name. Sergalis.
I think it's Sergaladze.
Okay.
Yes.
Did I get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You're gonna have to help me with the name that starts with I. So this family, they are seeking a variance from the side and rear yard setback regulations. The rear is 50, the side is 50, or the required setback on the rear and the side is 50, and the requested setback is 29 and 17. So on the west side of Mayor Avenue, 1600 feet north of 480th Street Southwest. And the reason for this variance, it's actually an existing building, is to receive a building permit and a conditional use permit for an auxiliary dwelling unit that's located on the property. All right, so here's the property from Mayor, and here's 480th to the north. So we discovered that there was an illegal dwelling unit on the back of the shed, and that shed was built in 1994. The dwelling unit or the apartment was added on without a permit, and it was added onto the shed probably in 2011, according to the aerial photographs. The applicant purchased the property in 2013 without knowledge that the second dwelling unit was illegal. And I do remember speaking to the applicants. They're asking about this property. Is everything okay with its zoning? Yes, yes, and yes. However, I didn't know, they never brought up that there was an apartment in the back. And I don't think it was their fault. I think they just assumed that it was legal, and if we would have known that, we would have stopped them. However, they did go ahead and proceed with the sale of that property. And then they did, for some reason, they wanted to do something else, and they brought it to our attention that there was a second dwelling unit existing in the shed. So we began to, we told them that that's illegal, and they began to work with us to try to bring this property into compliance. And the reason why we're asking for a variance for the auxiliary dwelling unit is because, according to the regulations, the conditional use permit regulations, or the conditions for an auxiliary dwelling, they have to have at least the same setbacks as the zone that they're in, which is 50 feet. So also want to bring to their attention that for this variance, the applicant is in the process of receiving a boundary line adjustment. They have done the surveys. They're working with the attorney on the deed, and I actually got a note from the attorney today saying, yes, everything is progressing. They just needed to wait on some work for the abstract. So right now here in blue is their actual lot line. The addition in pink here is 0.17 acres. This is what they're going to be adding on their property to reduce the amount that they need for, they're requesting for a setback. So here are the setbacks with the boundary line adjustment, 29.1 feet the rear and 18.5 on the side. So here's the required 50 foot setback. And this is a good picture. So this shed right here was built in 1994, and here's the auxiliary dwelling. Kind of see where it was added on. So in evaluation of some of the hardship, one, the current owners, they purchased this property and they were not aware that the second dwelling unit was not permitted and was illegal. I think as part of some of the questions for the real estate disclosure, They even asked this question, are all the buildings, are they permitted, are they legal? And they were supposedly told, yes, I've not seen that. The current owners, they paid for the property and including the dwelling, so they paid a premium for it. And without this variance, they're going to have to remove this auxiliary dwelling unit, resulting in a substantial loss. So this variance is just one step in receiving the conditional use permit, which we're going to have a public hearing on next. And staff, we don't feel that granting this request is going to threaten anybody's property values, health, safety, or welfare. It's an existing use. It's been there for several years already. So in conclusion, they purchased the property without the knowledge that there was the second dwelling unit was illegal. The board, you guys have approved applications similar to this in the past. And staff is recommending approval contingent upon the completion of the boundary line adjustment, which is essentially recording the boundary line adjustment and the associated deed.
Thank you. Questions? Pronounce that last name again. Does anybody from that party like to speak for the application?
Scott Ritter with Hartford Consultants, and Rakili and Elena are in attendance, as you know, right there. And if you have any questions, I can answer.
Any questions? Is there anybody else here to speak for or against the application?
I can tell. My name is Elena Boryuk, I'm owner. And I think I would like to ask you to understand that we are victim in this situation because we bought property. We was absolutely sure that everything is legal. You cannot imagine the person can sell your property with main house and guest house. And this guest house never was permitted because they paid taxes for this house, guest house. So we cannot imagine this situation. Now we are working with our lawyer to resolve this issue with seller, ex-owner. This will be a long process, but certainly we would like to have legal, everything legal. And this is seems best and faster solution we found because we have college age kids. And when we bought this property, we saw that we will, our kids will live there, so we would like to have them near us. So if it's possible to grant it this variances and auxiliary use will be really helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions? Is there anybody else here like to speak for or against the application?
I'll make the motion to approve contingents upon the completion of proposed boundary line adjustment.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Roll call.
Lackender?
Yes.
Marr?
Aye.
Parsons?
Aye.
Leifers?
Aye.
Okay, the application is approved, subject to the condition of permission. The next is application 26112, same applicant, requesting a conditional use permit to have an auxiliary building.
Just same location. And again, the same purpose to bring the property into compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance by making the second dwelling unit an auxiliary dwelling unit for a family member. Again, there's the location, here's the auxiliary dwelling unit right there. So per UDO, auxiliary dwelling units are permitted in the agricultural zoning district. Auxiliary dwelling units can be a size requirement here is a maximum of 1,000 square feet or 50% of the primary dwelling unit, whichever is smaller. In this case, the applicant is going to be making renovations. The building permit, of course, to ensure that this auxiliary dwelling unit is going to be under 1,000 square feet in area. And they've already filed the building permit and we're in the process. And they're going to shrink the dwelling down to 973 square feet. They said that the dwelling unit is going to be used exclusively for family. There's adequate parking, and the dwelling will be accessed via the same driveway as the house. Here are the plans of what they propose to do. They're kind of hard to see, so in your packet, if you have any questions, specific questions you can ask. Otherwise, we'll move on. So this will actually be a lofted unit, so this is the first floor. Here's a small loft, just under 12 feet in width. So in conclusion, the auxiliary dwelling unit, it meets all the requirements of the UDO, and staff is going to recommend approval with a few contingencies. One, the Board of Adjustment approves the variance application 26111, and you guys did approve it, but there was a contingency, so we're going to wait till it's finalized when that boundary line adjustment is recorded. The applicant continues to work with the Building Inspection Division to ensure that the dwelling unit meets all building code, applicable building code, and they're eventually granted a building permit for the existing structure. Remember, the addition was built without a building permit, and that for the Unified Development Ordinance, they provide a report to us every year confirming that only family is using an auxiliary dwelling unit and that it's not being rented out to non-family members. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Is anybody here to speak for or against the application?
Yeah, Scott Ritter again. I thought the building plans were exceptional. I worked with staff and drawing those up, and it's kind of not my forte, but I thought they looked pretty good.
We have copies of them here, too. So.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak for or against the application? No motion. Motion to approve. Do we read all the contingents, or just say the last five that you stated?
Subject to the
following contingencies, what were stated in on the last page of five.
Good. That works.
Is there a second? Work? Okay. Good discussion. Oh. Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackender.
Yes.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Anything else anybody wants to talk about? It's on the agenda.
Thank you very much.
On the agenda for the adjournment. I
apologize for being late.
No problem.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?